Hassan Piker claims he doesn't hate America. Then gets busted with "I hate America" clip, "I say it with my fucking chest." By Jasmine Jordan on August 31, 2026. Far-left streamer Hassan Piker dismissed criticism that he and Michigan Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Abdul El Sayed hate America as laughable in an August 2026 clip. Despite a separate clip circulating since at least 2022 in which Piker explicitly declared, "I do hate America. It is completely ridiculous. It's laughable to say guys like myself, guys like Abdul El Sayed. We hate America," Piker said in the August clip. In a separate clip circulating since at least 2022, however, Piker explicitly said that he hates America. "I say I hate America all the time. A lot of motherfuckers want to kill me over that tape. But at least I say with my fucking chest, people will be like, Hassan, you hate America. I'm like, yeah, I do. I do hate America," Piker said in the clip, which has circulated since at least 2022. Senator Tim Sheehy, R. Mount, weighed in Sunday on X, writing, "Hating America seems to be a pattern with these two." Sheehy's post included a screenshot of a September 11, 2021, post from El Sayed. "Today, I mourn the 3K lives, 6K injuries, and infrastructural devastation in NYC. Perpetrated ignorantly in the name of my faith," El Sayed wrote. "Tomorrow, I'll mourn 1M lives, millions of injuries, and infrastructural devastation in three countries, perpetrated ignorantly in the name of my country," he continued. On Friday's broadcast of MS Now's The Moment, El Sayed said, "This campaign is not about a streamer in California. This campaign is about affordability in Michigan. This campaign is about the ability to have health care." Tour pushed back, saying, "The streamer in California does campaign with a lot of Democrats. So, he's not just a streamer." El Sayed responded that focusing on Piker rather than the challenges Michiganders face was why a lot of people get so frustrated about politics and political media, prompting Tour to reply, "It's not just the media, and I reject that framing." Tour noted that Senator Elissa Slotkin, DME, won Michigan by only 22,000 votes and asked whether Piker could cost El Sayed votes. El Sayed answered, 10 in 10 Americans agree that they can't afford the things that they need in their life," adding, "If folks want to make this about a streamer in California, they're welcome to do that. But I'm focused on Donald Trump, I'm focused on addressing the affordability crisis. I'm focused on getting you health care, and that's what I'm going to stay focused on." During the same interview, Tour asked El Sayed why he would not fully disassociate himself from Piker, citing Jewish voters in Michigan who were concerned about the association and mentioning Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. "Why keep him so close? Or why not fully disassociate yourself with him, especially when Michigan is so tight?" Tour asked, noting Slotkin's 22,000 vote margin. El Sayed said he endorsed then-Vice President Kamala Harris the day after she became the Democratic nominee despite disagreeing with the administration's position on Gaza because he believed Trump would be worse. "I am calling on leaders from all of the communities under the Democratic umbrella to recognize that Mike Rogers is an existential threat to everything we believe in when it comes to our democracy," El Sayed said before adding, "This campaign is not about a streamer in California." Representative Debbie Dingell, DME, said Wednesday on CNN's Situation Room that she strongly disagrees with many of the things that Hassan Piker has said and said El Sayed needs to make clear that he does not agree with Piker's statements. "What he has said is just wrong," Dingell said after citing Piker's comments about Israel and rape, which she called simply inexcusable. Dingell added, "I think it's incumbent upon Abdul to make it very clear to people that he doesn't agree with things that Hassan Piker says. I pray we're not going to see him in Michigan from now until the election." Representative Haley Stevens, DME, also criticized Piker during an August 13 appearance on News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas Reports, saying she did not know why El Sayed was campaigning with him. Asked whether El Sayed should distance himself from Piker, Stevens replied, "Well, I don't know why. You should ask him." She added, "I believe he should be condemned. I do," and said, "I don't know what the guy has to do with Michigan." Stevens further stated, "I don't agree with Piker. I don't think he's a part of the Democratic Party.